the coast. We're on the East Coast this week. We get to see two powers here in the Greater Thumb East. And Jason, who would have thought that the Pirates at 3-1 would be sitting unbeaten atop the Greater Thumb East?
Yeah, it's you know, definitely a turnaround from last year, where Harbor Beach was at a much improved team this year. You know, a veteran quarterback coming back definitely helps. You know, for Ubley, you know, same old, I guess you want to say here. You know, 4-0 this year, undefeated the past two regular seasons, and you know, looking to knock off Harbor Beach, and believe it or not, their home opener this evening here in week 5.
You're right, Jason. After 4 weeks of being on the road, going 3-1, they come home to host the Ubley Bearcats, a cross-county rival that dates back to, oh, you could take it back many, many years, and they've had some epic battles over the over those years, and over the last couple, though, it's been pretty one-sided. But the last time the Pirates beat the Bearcats, 2007, they beat them pretty easily over in Ubley, and then beat them on this field here in Harbor Beach in the playoffs later that season. But since then, it's been all Ubley. What can the Pirates do to reverse that trend here tonight?
Well, they got to hope the wind's on their side tonight, that's for sure. A breezy, breezy night here tonight. Wind gusts over 40 miles an hour, so the wind is definitely going to be a factor here tonight. Harbor Beach has no control over that, obviously, but what they're going to want to do is limit Ubley's running game, because I think the passing game is going to be very limited here tonight by both teams. So if Harbor Beach has a chance to shut down the run, they have a good chance to walk away with a victory tonight.
For the Bearcats, Jason, they can clinch a share of the Greater Thumb East title tonight with a victory and can claim the title outright in Week 7 against Brown City. But tonight, Bearcats want to take care of business here. For the Pirates, they're looking to stay unbeaten atop the Greater Thumb East, knock off the Bearcats, and potentially push their way towards a Greater Thumb East title. So a lot on the line here, not to mention the talk of playoffs starting to begin across the area, and conference title races heating up. Another dandy happening in the Greater Thumb West tonight. Cass City and Reese going at it over in Cass City, and we hope to have updates from that one as well. We are all set to get this one underway. The Bearcats have won the toss. They will receive to start the game. They're going to head, Jason, right into the teeth of that wind coming out of the west-southwest.
Yeah, well, Ubley brought the wind with them, so they're gonna go into it right now and hopefully have that wind at their back at the and be to their advantage at the second and fourth quarters.
We are all set to get things underway here from Harbor Beach High School. The opening kickoff is in the air, and it goes over the head of the receiver. That is number 32, Eric Booms, and it went into the end zone for a touchback. So the Bearcats will start on their own 20, first and 10, to get things underway here from Harbor Beach.
Yeah, the wind already a factor. Booms went to receive that punt, went right over his head, through his hands. I think if he fields that ball, he has a chance to get it out, maybe over past that 20-yard line, but nonetheless, Ubley starting out first and 10 from the 20-yard line.
Last week, Jason, the Pirates went down to Brown City, took care of business. They converted on 5 turnovers that the Green Devils committed, scoring 31 points in that game. And, Jason, you and I were both surprised as the score was coming in throughout the night as to what was happening. We'll see if the Pirates can continue that domination tonight. Full house formation behind Drake, the quarterback, and the handoff coming over the right side with it is number 20, Tyler Peruski. So the first carry of the night for Peruski. He picks up 5. So it'll be second down and 5 coming up.
Yeah, and I think Ubley's going to be leaning on that running game, like I said earlier, quite a bit. You're going to see Tyler Peruski, Brian Nash, Brett Cleary also getting a lot of carries here tonight for Ubley. And also the quarterback, Drake. He did a fine job carrying the ball when we saw him against Marlette there a couple weeks ago.
You don't think there'll be too many passes tonight then, do you?
Not in this quarter for Ubley.
Handoff coming again over the right side of the line with it. And good enough for an Ubley first down as Tyler Peruski, the ball carrier, brought it out over the 30, close to the 32-yard line, and that's where the Bearcats will have a first down here. First possession of the night for Ubley. 11:15 to go in the opening quarter. No score from a very windy Harbor Beach High School. Very windy across the Upper Thumb in general.
I think you're going to get that in general. Well, a lot of people are going to be reporting it's very, very windy.
Seemed like the wind had picked up after we got here.
Just in time for the game.
Yeah. Again, full house formation behind Drake, the quarterback, and he'll hand it off. And it's going to be Tyler Peruski again, the ball carrier, and Peruski carries it up to the 35-yard line, a pickup of about 4.
Well, nice job for Ubley, finding a lot of running room on that right side there early on here. They must have found something in the film this week. They're going to try and exploit it with Tyler Peruski.
We talked about the passing game, Jason. Last week, Sean Sorensen, 3 touchdowns, including a 12-yard pass to Ryan Maurer. He had 8 completions for 178 yards. That was last week. We'll see what happens this week. as the wind will be a factor. Second down and six coming up for the Bearcats. Drake takes the snap and hands it off. And it looks like Brett Cleary, the ball carrier, and Cleary up close to the 38-yard line, a pickup of three on the play, so third down coming up for the Bearcats. Third down and three for Ubley. Just under 10 minutes to go in the opening quarter from Harbor Beach High School. Rick Laza, Jason Partica with you on this Friday night. And again, it just seems like the weeks just fly by. Week number five upon us already. Third down and three coming up. Drake up under center, calls out the play and takes the snap. He'll hand it off, and it looks like it's going to be Brian Nash, the ball carrier, and Nash is going to be close to first down yardage.
I think we might see the chain gang coming out on this one here. This one's really close.
Yeah, Nash brought it out over the 40, close to the 41-yard line, and that's where he needed to go for a first down. And the officials are going to call a timeout here, and you're right, Jason, they're going to bring the chains in. Do you notice anything different tonight with the personnel out on the field? It's a little early for it, but it's already
the wind pants.
The snow pants.
Yeah. I noticed that there earlier.
The official's wearing the black snow pants. I guess I call them snow pants. That's what I've always been told that they were called. It is a first down for the Bearcats. A little early for that.
Well, it's not particularly cold out tonight, but that wind is, I imagine if you're standing outside, we're inside, so I can't say the wind's cold. All the people listening are outside right now are like, yeah, right, it's not cold, but, you know, it's not as bad as it could be. It could be 45 degrees instead of 65.
So a first down for the Bearcats, first and 10 from the 41-yard line, their own 41-yard line. They'll hand it off, and it looks like it's going to be Peruski again. It is Tyler Peruski, the ball carrier, and Peruski spins his way up towards the 45-yard line, a pickup of about four on the play, so a second down and six situation for the Bearcats coming up.
Yeah, nice job by Brian Dukoski there at Harbor Beach. Nice open field tackle.
Second down and six, ball sitting on the Bearcat just near the 45-yard line. Drake will take the snap and hand it off, and going straight up the middle with it and pushing his way toward midfield. Looks like that might be Brett Cleary. No, it is Tyler Peruski again, the ball carrier. So far, Jason, Tyler Peruski getting the bulk of the workload here early on.
Well, I think it's going to get spread out evenly. You know, I've seen this with Coach Sweeney. He kind of finds the hot hand for a while, rides it, and then he moves on to the next guy there, but also sprinkling in the other one, so... for right now, yes, Tyler Peruski getting the bulk of the carries, but I'm sure Brian Nash and Brett Cleary are going to get plenty of work before the night's through.
Third down and one coming up for the Bearcats. Ball sitting right on the 50-yard line. And the handoff, and it's a first down for the Bearcats. Looks like Cleary, the ball carrier, takes it into Pirate territory down towards the 47-yard line. Make that the 42-yard line. That's an ugly first down. Just under 8 minutes to go here in the opening quarter of play from Harbor Beach. No score. Bearcats, first possession of the night. So far, don't be surprised, they've all been on the ground. Drake calls out the play again. He'll take the snap and hand it off. Coming up over the middle with it. Is that Nash, the ball carrier?
I believe it was Cleary.
Cleary, all right. Brett Cleary, the ball carrier. And Cleary picks up close to five on the play, so a second down and five coming up for the Bearcats. Well, Jason, there was a little bit of concern in the Bearcat run game from the Sandusky game to the Marlette game. The fumbles were an issue, and looks like so far tonight some of that's been ironed out. Everything kept on the ground. Nash, the ball carrier. Nash pushes his way down to the 30, inside the 30-yard line, close to about the 27-yard line. That's an ugly first down. 7 minutes to play here in the first quarter, and the Bearcats on the move.
Yeah, every play here for the Bearcats, positive yardage. Never really in a difficult situation. They did have a third and short where they were able to easily convert. And right now, Upley doing a good job in the running game, just moving those Harbor Beach defenders off the ball and picking up first downs.
Probably hear how windy it is with the winds rustling over our microphones. Handoff and going over the right side with it is the Upley ball carrier taking it down towards the 25. 5, make that the 20-yard line. That looked like Tyler Peruski, the ball carrier.